Mr. President.
Senator Pogueweller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Today's chaplain is a pastor, Susan Chernahoy, from the Christ Lutheran Church on Capitol Hill in St. Paul, and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Were you close on that name, or sir?
You got really close. You could almost be an honorary Dane.
Okay.
Yeah. Before we begin praying, I want to say a deep word of gratitude for each of you and the roles that you play in the life of the citizens of this state. Thank you very much. Now let us pray. God of justice, God of power, God of mercy, God of compassion and peace, give these your leaders your holy courage and boldness. Give them your vision. Like a worrying mother, a meddling father, remind them of the vulnerable and the cold, the poor and the young, the stranger and the widow, the orphan and the aging. May all that these leaders do today seek to improve the lives of all those who live in this state. Loving God, bless these members of the Minnesota State Senate. Give them patience and rest. Give them persistence and imagination. Be with their families, their communities, as they work diligently to protect and lead. Remind them of the thousands who pray for them each day in their work. In gratitude, Holy One, for your guidance and your constant presence among us. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gibsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Hartman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger. A quorum is present.
First order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be printed in today's. I move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of House bills. Without objection, second reading of House bills.
It's on
these are on today's agenda. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are two authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Clark is going to withdraw a bill from the Committee on Education and re-refer it to the Committee on Finance. Senator Clark, why are we doing this?
Because it was referred to the Policy Committee, it needs to go to the Budget Committee.
Okay, any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. There's one resolution on today's agenda. Without objection, the resolution number 21 will be referred to the Rules Committee. Any other motions or resolutions? Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are on today's agenda. There's one change. Senate File 98 on page 3 will be referred to the Tax Committee instead of the Finance Committee. Without objection, these bills will be referred to the committees as indicated. Next order of business is announcements of Senate interests. Senator Vandiver. Got to hit the red. There you go.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a question for the Majority Leader, if he would yield.
He will yield. Senator Vandiver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Pogemiller, I've had some constituents calling me and asking me questions. They're of the opinion that the Senate announced the need for a number of tax increases 1 week and then gave themselves a big pay increase the next. Now, I know that probably isn't exactly what happened, but I'm wondering what I should tell them about that and if you have any suggestion, first of all.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, Senator Vandiver, typically what you're doing right now is something that's not done in the Senate. That's more what they do in the House. And I would not presume to suggest to you how to talk to your constituents.
Senator Vandiver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senator Pogemiller, then perhaps I think I would be much more comfortable if the Senate voted as a body on the per diem. Would it be appropriate for me to ask you to advise me on what procedural motion or what I would do to bring that question up?
Any other announcements of Senate interests? Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're moving so fast. I just wanted to remind the members of the Higher Education Budget Division that we're meeting at 11:30 on the front steps of the Capitol. There are two vans from Minsku who are going to take us over to Metro State for our luncheon, and then we're having our committee meeting there.
Other announcements, Senator Murphy? Senator Pogemiller?
Mr. President, I would... Tomorrow, remember, we're going to the House for the governor's speech, but the intent tomorrow would be to take on general orders, at least Senate File 17 on general orders, and depending on the timing, we might take one or two more on general orders. I believe we have to go over to the House about 11:45. So I'd move, Mr. President, that the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, January 17th, 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn.
Mr. President, point of order.
Signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate's adjourned.